Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That frightening host is Kevin.
That pretty normal dude is Ben.
And we are those aforementioned non-mystical hosts who are here to solve your problems.
We're back, baby.
Can't stop us.
Can't stop us.
Every week you say unsubscribe and yet we keep coming back. We're like that annoying email from like Expedia or whatever that you can't get rid of.
Yeah, I work with some younger people and they're like, dude, no, you just have to have like 8 different email addresses. I got one for Shopee and I have one for like Netflix and Hulu and all that. And that's how they manage it. And I'm like, that's genius.
It's just a lot to keep track of.
It is, but if you have the same password for all of them,
they're going to get hacked by the Russians or whatever.
That's true.
I've got my personal Gmail, I've got my school email, and then I've got, now Brian has given me the amateur tarot Gmail, and it's like, it's a lot to keep track of.
That is a lot to keep track of. I have my personal one that I think I had from college, but like I just put @gmail on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one that's like more professional. But see, I have such a normal name that it's going to be really hard to like, it's hard to find. I think if I were to do my name,
you'd
it would have
like
been
a bunch of weird stuff.
567, you know, like there's that many Kevin Arnolds.
My problem is that like my personal Gmail that I use for most things has my birth year in it because like I couldn't get my name.
Right.
So for some reason I thought that was a good idea, but now it's like, it's in there.
So I've actually had this thought when I got into the amateur tarot group that like Maggie's so nice to us and all this stuff, but then she asks these questions that's like, give your birth date, and but eventually it's gonna be like, what's your last 4 of your social?
She's just like slowly.
And she's really good at it.
I hadn't even considered it, so
yeah.
She is really good at it. It's just like a slow build up to like your address and your social security number and your passport number, and soon I will have committed bank fraud.
Yep. Yeah.
I had not considered that.
I know. I just put that in your head. Sorry, Maggie. I know that's not you.
You don't know that.
I know. It is kind of funny to think, though.
It's coming. Soon I'll be locked out of the amateur tarot Gmail.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of a crazy reference, but have you ever seen the movie iRobot with Will Smith?
I have, yeah.
Years and years and years ago. The bad guy is like some rogue AI who like takes over everything because she's like, it's for your own good.
Right.
Do you think that's what's happening?
Do I think that Maggie is a rogue AI?
Well, not necessarily, just a human, but she's like taking over for our own good.
Actually, she probably would do a better job than we do. Let's be honest.
Potentially.
I always was bummed out about iRobot because those cars were so cool. The Audis they have
in there.
And they like never came to real life.
Yet. I mean, call Elon Musk. He listens. He's listening right now.
He probably is. But here's the thing. And I'm sorry, Elon. I don't mean to throw you under the bus. But it's like Elon has all these really cool ideas, but then like they don't come to fruition.
That's true.
But I guess it's like not 100% true because he does have a lot of cool cars and he is like putting spaceships on the moon. But like tunnels in LA and I don't know. We don't really need to add that to the top of the list. Can we have like maybe Warren Buffett needs a retirement project?
Okay.
Warren Buffett is the new Elon Musk.
You heard it here first. Do you think that like Berkshire Hathaway stocks just went way up?
Probably.
And Tesla stock went way down?
Probably not, because I don't think it can go down much more.
Oh.
Berkshire Hathaway stocks are worth like 6 figures.
Yeah.
Like buying an A share of Berkshire Hathaway stocks, it like costs like a couple $100,000.
For some reason, like I know that because in grade school we had to do some sort of like, I don't know what the project even was, but we had to like pick a stock and like watch it. Like we didn't have a bag of flour that we had to treat as a kid, but we had to have a stock, I guess. And like some kid knew that like Berkshire Hathaway was the clutch pick.
Yeah. If they were like, oh,
what's that?
Yeah.
I had McDonald's because we're in fourth grade.
Which, yeah, I mean, McDonald's would have been a good, I mean, McDonald's when you were in fourth grade to now would be really good.
That's probably true.
Yeah. What if they like, if the school
bought a
share? If they were like, oh, we'll buy you a share. And this kid comes in, he's like, Berkshire Hathaway. And they're like, oh my God.
Well, shit. And then the school went under.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Well, on this podcast, besides just catch up with each other, we do read the tarot. And we do that in a very specific way. It's like this. You ask us a question. We say, We give you some pre-advice. And then we draw three cards that in the order that we draw them, it's the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money back, spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
After that, we have the card of the week.
And after that, we have the outro. And after that, it's the rest of your Monday, and it's another whole week before another one of these episodes.
Yeah.
In the meantime, there's 130 other episodes you can go back and listen to or re-listen to.
Might I suggest episode 101?
A great recommendation.
Yep.
I don't have one to suggest. They all really run together after a while.
Yeah. I
don't know. Just for kicks, go back and listen to, like, in the 20s, Nuclear Summer. For some reason, Brad and I thought that was a great episode. It's very old.
Nuclear Summer is?
Is what it's called.
Well, so it's funny because I remember when I like first met you and found out that you had a podcast, I was like, I'm totally going to go listen. And I listened to the most recent one. I'm like, yeah, it was really good. And then I went and listened to one of the first ones and I was like, whoa.
This is really bad.
This is really bad.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you got that stuff out of the way before I jumped on because it's really good for my brand.
Good. Yeah. We got all the garbage out for 130-ish episodes and then
yep.
Here we are for you. We've got the format down for now.
Down for now. All right. Well, let's go to Queerance Corner.
Here we are in the corner. And this week's question comes to us from Adam. And Adam says, hey, Kevin and Ben, longtime listener and fan of the pod here. So I come with concerns. Now, I've read the rest of the question, and so I know his concerns are personal concerns, and like that's the question. But when you first sent me this question, I was concerned that he was like, longtime listener, I have some concerns with the show.
That's one, funny.
Your advice is never that great. Two, the outro's too long. Three, how come Brian had to leave and not Ben? You know, I thought those were going to be the concerns.
Yeah. I can see that you would have those concerns be like the way that it was phrased. I also want to point out that you can tell by reading those first couple lines of this that he is not a longtime listener and fan of the pod because he would not have called himself that. He would have called himself a Lyle.
That's true.
So, we're on to you, Adam. This is a weird start to the reading.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
Yeah.
So here are the concerns. Moving into a new on-campus apartment this semester, and I'm living with a newbie whom I've never met. How do you see this playing out? Any tips or hints for surviving the first week awkwardness?
So, even though it's clear that you don't listen to the podcast, I think we should jump into pre-advice,
yeah.
Because this is a good question. So,
oh, I love it, yeah.
You've redeemed yourself. This is a situation that I think a lot of people might face.
Stuck the landing on the good question.
Yep.
Out of the don't. Clearly doesn't listen to the show and has a lot of concerns about the format.
You shouldn't have talked down to us at first. But you know what? It's okay. You stuck the landing. So we're good. Fun fact. I went to school for a four-year college.
For shop?
Yeah. To be a shop teacher. No, I went for economics, actually.
Okay.
And but I never lived with somebody that I didn't know.
Okay, even like the first year?
Yeah, the first year I lived with two guys from my high school.
Okay.
We had a three-person dorm. But there was still definitely like awkwardness throughout that whole entire year of living with somebody in that close quarters. Mm-hmm. But it sounds to me that Adam has an apartment, so he won't have to like share like one room with somebody, which is kind of nice.
That's good, yeah.
So
that was weird. I'm like remembering my college, like when I had to share a room with somebody.
Yeah.
Because my first year... it was like a randomly assigned person and don't do what I did because I was a bad roommate.
What did you do?
I stole some of his food, which is douchey.
So yeah, I mean, that's not like cool, but when that felt like you were saying that in slow motion and you said, I stole some and I was like, oh my God, what did he steal? It turns out it was food, like kind of a letdown.
Yeah. Sorry. That was it. It was just food. I just stole his food and whatever. We didn't really get along. I mean, we didn't have anything else in common or the same friends, but it was fine after I apologized for stealing the food and said I wouldn't do it again and then didn't do it again. So don't steal his food. That's some good pre-advice.
That's definitely some good pre-advice. Also, you know, take advantage of the fact that you have your own little space.
Mm-hmm.
And you can retreat to that area like if you just need some time alone.
Yeah. I feel like setting expectations is probably good if you can do it in a way that's not weird. You don't need like the roommate contract, but maybe just being like, hey, this is like what I'm about. This is my style. These are the things that I like won't work.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that, but I also think that like thinking back to myself in college, I definitely never would have done that.
Yeah,
like, that's really good advice. You should definitely do that. I don't think it's going to happen, but you should.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe like wait a couple of weeks and then once you like get to know him a little bit and be like, hey.
Yeah, maybe just bring him a list. This is terrible pre-advice, but maybe bring him a list and be like, hey, we've been living together for a couple of weeks and these are the things that you do that annoy me.
Yeah, that. You should do that.
Definitely do that.
Yeah, I feel like just trying to set expectations or boundaries or whatever, but I don't have a good advice on how to do that in a way that's not like douchey or weird.
This is also the pre-advice that we would give like going into a relationship with somebody. Set your boundaries and you know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think we should probably just get into the reading.
Sure.
And see where we end up.
And you've still got the pocket tarot.
Yeah, pulled it out of my back pocket. Fit like a glove.
Should we have set podcast host boundaries?
Yeah, we probably should.
When we just started?
We probably should.
I mean,
should.
It's been a couple of weeks. I do have a list of things you do that annoy me.
Okay. I mean, Queer's Corner is feeling real small right now.
All
guys.
Right. Well, we'll give some advice. Here's the question again. I'll just do the back half. Moving into a new on-campus apartment this semester, and I'm living with a newbie whom I've never met. How do you see this playing out for me? Any tips or hints for surviving that first week awkwardness?
All right, Adam. Here's your first card. Flip.
Okay. We have the Five of Coins.
The Five of Coins. Again, you guys know my feelings on busy cards. Ooh, this doesn't look very good. This is the past card, by the
way,
Adam.
So that's at least something.
Yeah, so that's kind of good. I'm going to let you explain it. I was going to read my book, but I'm going to let you explain it. So what I see on this card is a stained glass window at the top that is the coins, the five coins. On the back wall looks, it almost looks like it's something like burning down or if it's like trees. I don't know. It's an interesting wall. And then there's two people in the foreground walking on snow. One of them has crutches and the other person, a woman, is like in a cloak, barefoot, walking in the snow. Not a good card.
Not great. And in general, fives are not great. But in particular, this five is sort of depressing because it's a card about feeling isolated or shut out of your community. And so like these two weary travelers are outside of a church, I think, and they're like in the snow because they're not inside, you know, with people who could help them.
Yeah, they're shut out of their community.
Yeah. So that's sort of what this card is all about. And so, you know, here I am like thinking like, okay, maybe Adam is feeling sort of isolated from, you know, his current roommates or something like that. And then this new move is to try to break out of that.
Yeah. Or maybe Adam was like feeling isolated from the rest of the people at college because he didn't really do, you know, that college community because he didn't really, like, you know, maybe branch out as much.
Or if he was like living by himself or living at home or something like that.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe the situation, maybe he was kind of like me, went and lived with somebody that he knew in college. So it's easy to kind of like stay in your little bubble.
Not meet new people.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of options for that one.
Well, let's see if the present brings any clarification. Flip. The Knight of Cups.
So the Knight of Cups. The Knight is sitting on a horseback in a desert looking area, but there is a river in this desert. He's holding up a cup, looks pretty happy. He doesn't look tired or anything. So what I understand knights to be, and from this book that I had read, is that, so knights are like, knights and pages together are like the jacks of a card. So they're like kind of on that trajectory of like becoming a king. So like knights are ambitious. Knights want to move up the royalty ladder. But they're still kind of at the bottom.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly.
And what's the cup suit?
The cups is emotion.
What is the Knight of Cups to you?
So the Knight of Cups to me is somebody who's learning how to like control their own emotional state and somebody who like at the same time though feels a certain way and then just acts on that. In the context of this question, I think the advice is like, to lead with your emotions. So
to lead with your emotions, I think that actually kind of ties into the pre-advice where it's like, leading with your emotions and set the ground rules.
Type yeah. Deal. Yeah. And like be honest.
And be honest.
Of how you're like feeling. Because I bet that other person also probably is thinking the same thing. They're like yeah. thinking about how am I going to meet this new person and like make a good first impression and like not be super awkward.
Yeah.
So maybe just in general in this first week, just sort of like not being mean or heartless, but like being honest and like being open about the fact that like this is a new thing and you're going to both like feel this out and just keep that line of communication open.
Yeah. You're okay to be like, have these feelings of, oh my gosh, is this going to be awkward? Just embrace them and like make it so it's not, kind of.
Yeah. All right. Well, here comes the future. The only card that matters.
Yeah. Flip.
We have so many court cards in these episodes and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it, but what is it?
It's the King of Wands.
Okay. I mean, at least it wasn't like mine where it was all swords and it's like.
Totally inconclusive.
Yeah. All right. So the King of Wands, it's the second court card of the Wands too.
Yeah. Cause last week we had the Queen of Wands.
And Wands are, they're not emotions cause that's cups.
That's cups.
Pentacles are like the physical world. Swords are the mind.
Yep.
Wands are
passion.
Passion.
Inspiration.
And, okay. So the King is kind of like the Queen. He's sitting on his throne, looking out, looking pretty regal, looking confident, holding on to a wand, and there's a lizard at the bottom, which mm-hmm. I don't want to mention the lizard because the cat proved to not like mean anything, but
I can actually, I know about the lizard.
Uh-oh, the lizard king over here.
Because the lizards, it's really a salamander, and salamanders somehow tie into like fire, which is what the wands, like,
okay,
wands are fire, and like
the wands are fire,
cups
dude.
Are water, swords are air, coins are earth.
Cool.
That.
Yeah.
So that's what the salamander is all about. But the King of Wands in general is somebody who, again, in that journey, like he's the master of the wand suit. He's the master of sort of like inspiration and passion. He's somebody who gets inspired and like follows that inspiration through. And also is somebody who's a leader because he's a king and is able to like use that passion that he has to inspire people to sort of like follow him. You looking him up?
I am looking him up because, again, I think that this is, yeah, honor. This is a man of power and influence, but he has achieved his position through the wise and honest use of his vital energies. His throne is decorated with salamanders.
There we go.
The fire of creativity and lions, strength and courage. Like the royal wife, the queen, the King of Wands is closely associated with creative powers. I know that Adam is actually into astrology.
Okay.
So I don't know. I can't remember. He's going to be mad at me because I can't remember what his sign is.
Okay. But,
so the King of Wands is closely associated with the creative powers inherent to the sign Leo.
So in terms of advice, I feel like the present, we were talking about emotions and like leading, you know, emotional honesty. And now we're moving into a place of creativity and like sharing what it is that excites you. So in the present, you know, being emotionally open and honest. And then in the future, if you are this King of Wands person, you're somebody who has a lot of like a creativity and excitement about your hobbies and your passions. And so like maybe share those with the roommate, because either he'll have those same ones or perhaps some of his own. And then maybe you all can sort of use that as the basis for a friendship, or if not a friendship, like a good roommateship.
I like it. I think this is at least the second week in a row that we've had a good reading. We had, mm-hmm. I mean, they've all been pretty good. We're kind of hitting it, you know?
It's that new host energy.
New host energy. I like it.
So bringing it all back together, if you feel like we should bring it all back together, or have we done it?
No, you can bring it all back together.
All right. Well, in the past, we have the Five of Coins, which is about isolation and feeling shut out, which may have been a result of living, you know, a living situation where maybe it was people you already knew that you were kind of inside the bubble or not really getting out and having that college experience where you're meeting new people. Now, in the present, you're wondering how to deal with some of that first week awkwardness and how to play it cool. And the answer to that is right now, just lead with your emotions, you know, go with how you're feeling, go with your gut, and you know, be honest with this person about how you're feeling, because they're probably feeling the same way. Then in the future, the King of Wands, you're somebody with a lot of creativity and a lot of energy and a lot of passion, and you should share that with this person, because that's going to help them connect with you on like a human level, and you're not going to feel as isolated.
Boom. Wow. Thanks, Adam. That was a good question. Hopefully we provided some insight into you. Hopefully it's what you wanted to hear.
Hopefully Adam will become a lol, listen to the podcast, won't become a lost lol.
I feel like he's going to be a lot like me, where he wants to listen to his own episode.
Okay, well, when he's the host in 100 episodes or whatever, it'll be fun to play this back to him, and we'll really zing him.
Yeah, maybe we can have him on sometime. Yeah.
All right, are you ready for the card of the week?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. All right, here we are in Card of the Week land. Are you ready?
So we have Queer's Quarter and we have Card of the Week land.
That's new. I just came up with that. That's a whole land.
Can we not TM that yet? Can we?
Sure, we'll workshop it.
Yeah, let's workshop that one for a little bit. Card of the Week tub.
Splash, splash.
I think splish, splish, it's more of the Foley artist.
Well, it's your role now. I've given it up.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You do it.
Flip. That's the Joker, or the Fool. I'm sorry.
This is Brian's favorite card.
I think it's my favorite card, too.
Okay.
Because this is one of the ones that I was reading.
That's why you're here.
Obviously. So the Fool is a card. It's a person standing at the edge of a cliff. It's a sunny day. He or she is looking out, looking happy. He's got his little, what are those things called?
A bindle.
A bindle. I've listened to an episode where we've talked about this before. Okay. I feel like. And there's a little dog at his feet, yip yapping away, holding the flower. I'm going to tell you what I can remember.
I would love that.
About the Fool. So the Fool, it has a zero on top. Zero is never ending. So it's either the beginning or the end. That's why people either put it at the beginning or at the end of the major arcana.
Okay.
This particular author, Alan Oaken, puts it at the end.
That's odd. I mean, that's an unconventional choice, but you know.
Zero at the end of 21.
Yeah.
So the Fool has been to the top of the mountain, to the heavens, met with the gods, understands the spiritual realm, is heading back down to the physical world because he still has stuff to accomplish.
Wow. Okay, that's a new interpretation, but I'm into it.
Yeah, is that, what's your interpretation of it?
Well, it's interesting because it's zero, so normally I put it at the beginning, and the Fool is like, I mean, it doesn't not work with your definition, but it's like, I always think of it as somebody who is like innocent and sort of blind to the consequences of their actions and is like starting this journey, the journey of the Major Arcana, with no knowledge, and will end, as you've said, like ascending to the top.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it does talk about like is at the beginning of the journey and like doesn't know any better type mm-hmm. of, it's like that blissful ignorance.
Yeah.
So to speak. So I think it does talk about that, but I remember reading this and like, I wish I had my notes with me because I was scribbling down notes.
Oh, I love it.
Because that was the thing that stuck out to me. So I'm going to read the,
yeah,
I'm going to read the footnote first.
Okay.
About it being at the end. So it says, some tarotists place the Fool at the beginning of the Major Arcana, while some, as I do, place it at the end. Is he just beginning his journey through life, or is he continuing on throughout another cycle of life's great voyage?
I mean, that's what we're talking about.
The zero has no end. It also has no beginning. It is both Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. As you work with the cards, you will judge yourself where the Fool belongs.
Okay.
Okay, so it says the primary principle is entrance. A youth steps precariously towards the precipice. This is what I tried to say when I was describing the card.
Okay. What if I just cut this part out and put it back in there and we pretend like you weren't reading?
Yeah, we should do that.
Okay.
A youth steps precariously towards a precipice. He is looking up on the heavens, seemingly unaware of the danger awaiting him. His only possessions are carried in a small sack over his shoulder. This is the card is rich in symbolism with a depth of meaning going beyond mere foolishness. The Fool is coming down from the mountains where he has completed a vision quest. Mountains in the tarot
Often, I mean, this sounds like a King of Coins kind of situation.
Mountains in the tarot often indicate the structure of divine order. He therefore knows about the higher laws of heaven. He requires little in the way of earthly goods, and he has with him all the promise of creativity. This can be... ooh, a typo. This can be seen by the radiant, but it should be... this can be seen by the radiant sun that shines down upon him and by his own sleeves, which carry the cosmic flame. The number of this card, zero, is zero.
Okay.
No, it didn't say that twice. I just messed up.
Okay, I thought that was... I mean, there's typos, so who knows?
The number of this card is zero. Does this mean that the fool has nothing or everything? Whoa. That's his deep. Inner robe is of pure white, indicating that he is cloaked in inner wisdom. If you look closely at the folds of the garment near his neck, you can see the Hebrew letters YHVH, the sacred name of divinity, Yahweh. So here's the thing about this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you get down on this fact of tarot. It loves the fact that tarot like combines a bunch of different religions.
Okay.
So it has a lot of Jewish symbolism in it. It has a lot of Christian symbolism in it. And, you know, obviously pagan and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
So.
Are you still going?
No. I mean, I wish I could have gotten to the part where it says, okay, so here at the bottom, it says moving through life without a care in the world, a search for meaning, or the disciple on the spiritual path, a journey into the unknown in order to bring the gifts of the spirit to others, readiness to undergo further tests and trials along the way.
Okay. That's where we're at.
That's a lot to chew on.
It is a lot to chew on. So like this week, the advice is like, you're like completing a journey, but also starting a new one.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. So look out for that. Be a little carefree. Close the old chapter. Start the new one. Start fresh. It's kind of like New Year's Day, but it's just July.
Yeah. Maybe take a shower. It's been hot out there. You know, it's a good
way to start. That's good advice.
That's good advice. That's not necessarily related to the card.
But it's just good advice. Sort of like obey local laws and be respectful to people around you. And take a shower.
Take a shower.
We're sort of building our own system here.
Yeah.
Like soon we'll have a bunch of cards and like one of them is obey local laws. One of them is like maybe take a shower. There are other decks called Oracle decks that are a lot more fast and loose than the tarot. You just...
a lot more fast and loose. Carry on, please.
Well, it's just like a deck of cards and they just have like words written on them and pictures. And then you just draw one and it's supposed to just sort of like give you... I mean, maybe they come with books. I don't know. I don't have an Oracle deck. But like, unlike the tarot where each card is like the same mostly in every deck, and it's like suits and symbols like that, like the Oracle deck, you can just staple 25 cards together and call it an Oracle deck.
Cool.
So I'm thinking like we have our own Oracle deck that has our advice that we're, I mean, not even slowly building. Every episode, it seems like we're adding to the advice.
Yeah, add it on there.
So we'll keep TM that. That'll look out for that.
All right, let's jump out of the card of the week.
And into the outro. Thank you very much to Adam. Not a lol, but maybe a future lol.
Yeah. And speaking of lols, I'd like to thank the lols. We'd like to thank the lols.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Without you, we're just two grown men talking into microphones.
Yeah. Which, actually, it kind of feels that way, too, because I don't really like... I mean, I guess the Facebook group really helps with that because it, I mean, the only thing that we, like, this is all we are doing is just,
that's all we know.
Yeah. But we do want to have a moment of silence for Lost Laws.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lost Laws is kind of a hard thing to say. I think it's the first time I've said it.
It's a mouthful. Now, if you do want to let us know that you're out there and we're not just talking into the void, you can find us at amateurtarot.com. That's our website. I just updated it this afternoon because I was on there trying to upload something and it said your hosts, Brian and Ben. And I was like, nope, your hosts, Ben and Kevin.
Yeah. I wonder who did our artwork for the picture. So, cause we maybe can add me to that.
Yeah. We need to get you into the artwork.
Yeah. That too. So there's a lot of content on that website, including past shows. You can look
episode 101.
Episode 101's on there. You can see my spread. We almost made it two episodes without
talking about that?
Without being naked.
Well,
damn it.
episode, the show page here, episode 101, if you want to check out Kevin's spread. That's at amateurterror.com. We have a phone number.
Well, you can also ask questions on amateurterror.com. Oh, don't forget that. But where else can you answer or ask questions?
Thanks for asking. It's our number, 314-325-6047. You can call and leave a voicemail that we'll play on the show, or you can text that number. That's a great way to send us questions that, I mean, you can, like, if you're getting out of your car right now to go get a beer, like, you can just text that number on your way into the venue.
Yeah. You can also find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/groups/amateur tarot. You can ask questions there. You can also just kind of get down on the tarot convo. We don't always talk about tarot. There's some memes that go on. I answer questions that are posed with my birth date, my last name.
Yeah, and your social security
number. My social. So if you guys are looking for that,
it's on there. Kevin, you're still working on your next big move.
Yeah, I feel like I was supposed to make some moves between now and then, but I haven't.
You'll get there.
I'll get there eventually.
I'm supposed to make moves as well. My website is I'makingallthisup.com, but there might be a new website
but
soon.
But we're teasing a new website.
Exactly. On Apple Podcasts, that's probably where you got this show. And a thing that you would do that would be very helpful is if you could rate and review the show. That helps us get bumped up in the rankings, and then we get popular, and then we get wealthy, and then we retire to the Bahamas, and then you never hear from us again. But it really works out for us.
Yeah, what's the future card for that? Sounds great.
Yeah.
Finally, item number 9.
Yes.
Thank you too.
And this week, I want to say thank you to trees, because they take carbon dioxide and turn it into oxygen so that we can keep breathing.
Yeah. Thanks, trees. Appreciate you.
And with that,
spoiler alert, magic is real. I guess the book fit like a hand, and the back pocket was the glove.
Okay. I like that. Is it like when you're dating somebody and you put your hand in their back pocket and that book is your significant other's hand?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Set your boundaries, Kevin.
No, I think that I mean, I do enjoy that. I think it's, never mind. We're not getting into that.